The prelate's office assigns teachers, but the prelate probably wouldn't have done it herself. Such matters are usually handled by her administrators.
Her administrators?
Sisters Ulysia and Fenella.
I thought they were her guards.
Guards? No, maybe in a bureaucratic sense. The prelate has more power than they. She doesn't need guards. Some of the boys think of them as guards because they are always turned away from the prelate's door by the two sisters. They do some of their work in the prelate's office, and they have their own offices where they handle a variety of administrative tasks.
Maybe the Sisters of the Dark came after me, decided they had to act now because they had been discovered.
No. The prelate told me no one but she knows.
Did anyone have overheard?
No. She shielded the room.
Richard leaned in. Sister Verna, Liliana had subtractive magic. The prelate's shield would not have worked against that. One of those two administrators assigned Sister Liliana to me.
She drew a sudden breath. And the other five? If one or both of those two in the outer office heard what the prelate knows, then the prelate... Sister Ulysses' office! That's where I saw that statue!
Richard grabbed her wrist and yanked her from the chair. Come on! If they tried to kill me, they may try to kill the prelate before she warns anyone else.
The two of them raced down the stairs and out of Gillamy Hall. They crossed the lawns in the darkness, ran down halls and through passageways. Kevin wasn't there. Another guard was on duty, but he didn't stop them as he, too, knew Richard, and sisters were not restricted. Richard knew they were too late when he saw the charred doors to the prelate's office broken from their hinges. He slid to a stop on the slick marble floor of the hall. Papers and ledgers were scattered out into the hall. Sister Verna was still running down the hall as he went into the office with his sword drawn. It looked as if a thunderstorm had been turned loose inside. What was left of Sister Fenella lay on the floor behind her desk. The rest of her was splattered across the wall. He heard Sister Verna gasp as he kicked in the door to the prelate's office. When the door swung back, Richard dove through and rolled to his feet with his sword in both hands. The prelate's room was more of a mess than the outer room. Papers were nearly a foot deep over most of the floor. It looked as if all the books from the shelves had exploded, throwing the pages everywhere. The heavy walnut table was in splinters against the far wall. The room was in near darkness. Only the doorway behind and the open doors to the moonlit garden let in any light. Sister Verna lit a bright flame in her palm. In the sudden illumination, he saw a form at the far end of the room near the overturned table. The head came slowly up, the eyes locked on his. It was Sister Ulysses. Richard dove to the side as a bolt of blue lightning blasted through the room, ripping open the wall behind. Sister Verna returned the attack with a searing gout of yellow flame. Sister Ulysses dove through the doorway into the courtyard to avoid the fire. Richard went after her. Sister Verna ran to the overturned, splintered table, pawing scraps away.
Duck!
Richard screamed back to her. A twisting rope of the black lightning sliced through the walls right over his head as he flattened to the floor. Severed bookshelves crashed down. He could see through the void sliced by the black lightning into the next room and the rooms beyond. Plaster and lath and stone collapsed down, raising boiling clouds of dust. In a fury, without thinking, Richard came to his feet when the black lightning ceased and ran outside. He saw a dark form running down the path. Again, black lightning arced from the shadows. The snaking void raked the courtyard. Trees toppled over, limbs snapping and popping as the trees fell. A stone wall collapsed when it was sliced in two. The noise was deafening. When it stopped, Richard sprang to his feet again. He was just about to start running down the path to find her, when an invisible hand snatched him, yanking him back.
Richard!
Sister Verna's growl was as strong as he had ever heard it.
Get in here!
He returned to the prelate's room, panting when he stopped over Sister Verna.
I have to go.
She shot to her feet and grabbed his shirt in her real hand.
Go what? Go get killed? What good will that do? Will that help Kaelin? Sister Ulysses is a master of powers you cannot even imagine.
But she might get away.
At least you will be alive when she does. Now come, help me with this table. I think the prelate is still alive.
Hope leapt to life in him.
Are you sure?
Richard started pulling the broken pieces away, throwing them behind. He found the body at the bottom of the debris. Sister Verna was right. The prelate was alive, but looked seriously hurt. Sister Verna used her power to lift heavy pieces of the table and bookcases clear, while Richard carefully pulled lesser chunks off the small woman. She was wedged into the bottom bookshelf against the wall and covered with blood. She groaned when Richard gently put his hands around her and drew her out. He didn't think she was long for this life.
"We have to get help," he said.
Sister Verna's hands played over the prelate's body.
"Richard, this is very bad. I can feel some of her injuries. It's more than I can help with. I don't know if anyone will be able to help with this."
Richard lifted Anne in his arms.
"I can't let her die. If anyone can help her, it's Nathan. Come on!"
Guards and sisters came rushing, having heard the deafening roar of the power Sister Alicia had unleashed. Richard didn't stop to explain as he made for Nathan's compound. He tried to hold Anne gently as he ran, but he knew by her groans that he was hurting her. Nathan came in from his courtyard when he heard them call.
"What was all that noise? What is it? What's happened?"
"It's Anne. She's been hurt."
Nathan led him into the bedroom.
"I knew that stubborn woman was asking for trouble."
Richard laid Anne gently on the bed and stood near as Nathan experimentally glided his spread fingers over the length of her. Sister Verna waited and watched from the doorway. Nathan pushed up his sleeves.
"This is serious. I don't know if I can help her."
"Nathan, you have to try."
"Of course I do, boy."
He made a shooing motion with his hands.
"You two go wait out there. This will take a while. At least an hour or two before I know if what I can do will help enough. Leave me to it. You can be of no help."
Sister Verna sat with her back stiff while Richard paced.
"Richard, why do you care so much what happens to the prelate? She had you taken when she shouldn't have."
Richard combed his hair back with his fingers.
"I guess because she had the chance to take me when I was little, and she didn't. She let me grow up with my parents. She let me have their love. What else is there to life but the chance to be nurtured by love? She could have taken that too, but she didn't."
"I'm glad then that you are not bitter."
Richard paced and thought. He didn't pace for long.
"Sister, I can't sit here doing nothing. I'm going to talk to the guards. We need to know where those teachers of mine are and what they're doing. The guards will find out for me."
"I suppose it couldn't hurt. Go, talk to the guards. It will make the time pass more quickly."
Richard strode down the dark stone corridors, deep in thought. He needed to find out where Sisters Toby, Cecilia, Marissa, Nikki, and Armina were. Any, or all, could be Sisters of the Dark. Who knew what they were planning next? They could all be looking for him. They could all be... Stunning pain hurled him back. It felt as if he had been whacked across the face with a club. He staggered to his feet, the world spinning and tipping. He dumbly felt for blood, but there was none. Another blow smashed into the back of his head. He pushed himself up on his hands, trying to decipher where he was. His thoughts came thick and slow. He struggled to understand what was happening. A dark shadow stood over him. With an effort and halting movements, he came to his feet again. He groped for his sword, but couldn't remember which hand to use. He couldn't make himself move fast enough.
"Out for a walk, country boy."
Richard looked up at a smirking Jedediah, standing tall with his hands in opposite sleeves. Richard found the hilt of his sword. He sluggishly worked at drawing it. He lurched back as he battled to bring the magic forth. As the rage flooded into his foggy brain, Jedediah pulled his hands out. He had a Dakra. His arm lifted, the silver knife in his fist. Richard wondered what he should do, and if this was real. Maybe he would wake and find it only a dream. At the apex of his swing, light seemed to come from within Jedediah's eyes. Slowly at first, and then with gathering speed, Jedediah toppled forward, slamming face first to the stone floor. A ripple of heart-stopping darkness swept through the corridor. When the torchlight returned, Sister Verna was standing behind where Jedediah had stood. She had a Dakra in her hand. Richard collapsed to his knees, still trying to gather his wits. Sister Verna rushed forward, putting her hands to the sides of his head. Alertness jolted into his mind. As he came to his feet, he glanced down at the body, seeing a small, round hole in the back.
"I thought I had better go talk to some of the sisters," she explained. "I realized that the more people who know about the Sisters of the Dark, the better."
"He was the one, wasn't he? He was the one you loved."
She slipped the Dakra back up her sleeve.
"He wasn't the Jedediah I knew. The Jedediah I knew was a good man."
"I'm sorry, Sister Verna.
She nodded absently. You go talk to the guards. I'll talk to the sisters. Meet me back in Nathan's room when you're through. I think it best if we catch a few hours' sleep there, instead of our rooms.
I think you're right. We can get our things when it's light and then be off.
When he heard Nathan come into the room, Richard sat up in the chair and rubbed his eyes. Sister Verna rose more quickly from the couch. Richard blinked, trying to banish the haze of sleep. They both had been up late. The whole palace was in an uproar. What had happened in the prelate's office was proof enough of the mythical Sisters of the Dark. Doubters had only to take one look at the smooth-edged boards that lined up through a dozen walls, or the cleanly sliced trees and stone to know that nothing short of subtractive magic had been used. Richard had sent the guards out to look discreetly for the six sisters, Sister Ulysia and his five teachers. The sisters were searching too. He had also gone to talk to Warren, to tell him what had happened. Richard stretched his legs as he stood.
How is she? Is she going to recover?
Nathan looked haggard. She's resting more comfortably, but it's too soon to tell. When she is rested, I will be able to do more.
Thank you, Nathan. I know Anne could be in no better hands than yours.
He added a grunt to his sour expression.
You're asking me to heal my jailer.
Anne will appreciate it. Perhaps she will rethink your being held. If she doesn't, I'll come back and see what I can do.
Come back? Going somewhere, my boy.
Yes, Nathan, and I need your help.
If I help you, you might get it in your obstinate head to go off and destroy the world.
And do the prophecies say you were sent to stop me?
Nathan let out a tired sigh.
What is it you want?
How can I get through the barrier? My collar stops me.
What makes you think I would know?
Richard took an angry stride toward the towering old wizard.